For the fans of the show that don't know what the opening music is, that's Andy Kaufman's entrance music when he was a wrestler. Welcome to Pop Culture Man Children PCMC. It's a mini-sode. That's Emilio Sparks.
That's Mike Buongiorno.
And we have a guest.
Explain who our guest is.
It's Kat from Comic Trips.
Hi, guys.
It's a good show.
Thanks.
Is it okay if I call you Catherine?
No.
What do you like to be called?
Okay.
What do you like to be called? Kathy?
Just Kat?
Kat?
I do get a lot of...
Kathy.
No.
You definitely don't want
to
be Kathy.
No, my gym teacher used to call me Kathy. No go. Yeah, Kat or Tiny Russia.
Tiny Russia.
This one
my
calls
babe.
Me Tiny Russia a lot.
Okay.
So.
I do.
That was my MySpace name.
It's
your Twitter handle as well.
That is my Twitter handle.
Ask your grandparents about MySpace.
So is this microphone working?
Yes.
PCMC rate review. We're on Instagram. We're on iTunes.
Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Still patiently waiting
for
Spotify.
We're still waiting, fingers crossed, on Spotify if they let us in the door. Yeah, our Instagram is pretty cool. I've made it my main Instagram. I don't Instagram as myself anymore.
Also, no more MikeBong9483.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I was wondering where that went.
Yeah, I just do the show now. Because for a while I thought I'd do both, and then I realized...
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and it's like, what am I going to... Like, it's still going to be nerd stuff. So it's like, what's the real difference between...
Consolidate.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll put my name in it. So they know it's me, not you.
Yeah.
Like you do the caption and then you write like dash.
Yeah.
MB.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just going to be all dash MB.
Do you
much.
Post at all on that?
No, I'm just creating content for it.
No, but sometimes you'll send me something and I'll post it.
I do have to send you something that I've been reading to my students. It's a photo of a book that they wanted to read. I did a class survey because I've been doing a literacy class with second and third graders who have been having issues with reading. So I gave them an option of a list of books to choose, and they chose the Secret Hero Society. It's a DC comic, like novel kind of based thing, but with pictures.
Yeah, they
of
do
it.
A lot of YA
and it's
novels.
And it's called The Study Hall of Justice.
I want to read that. That looks awesome.
That's what they chose. What are you reading comic wise right now, Kat?
Probably Gwenpool is the only thing
that's
that
a good
I'm
one.
Keeping up with.
Gwenpool. Tell me about Gwenpool.
So are you familiar with Spider-Gwen?
Yeah.
And then you are familiar with Deadpool?
Yes.
Mix the two up. It is a sassy, I guess, 20-year-old.
Is it Gwen Stacy?
No, it's not. It's Gwendolyn... Oh, I can't remember her last name.
Okay.
But it's basically a perfect mashup of Spider-Gwen and Deadpool. And it's a great
I've
story.
Seen like the pops of it and stuff. And it's like...
Yes, it's sassy.
It's an amazing design.
Very sassy.
I also like the Spider-Gwen design.
Yes.
With the hood.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
I met Chris Hastings at New York Comic Con who created Gwenpool. And
really?
I was like, thank you so much.
All right. So how can you sell people who've never read it before?
Oh, well, if you just kind of like dry humor, a little bit of like comedy in there.
Yeah.
Death. A lot of death and like
it's such a great time for like female characters.
It is. I think it's a great time for female characters, and it just makes me so excited because it's just like I want to get more women into reading comic books.
Yeah.
So now that there's like this plethora of women characters to read, and they all have their own kind of like one-off stories.
Yeah.
It's very exciting because I feel like I have more material to recommend to people because it's like, oh well. Normally, I would recommend X, but I can identify exactly what you'd like in a female character, and they have their own book. Here you go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of exciting. And now,
it is exciting.
They even do all-ages books, so for, like, younger girls, because I have a few younger girls that watch my channel, and if they see me at an event, you know, it's kind of exciting, and
that is awesome.
I can recommend them a comic book without being like, oh, I don't know if that's going
right.
to be appropriate. But now they have all these, like, the DC women, the
mm-hmm.
superheroes for younger girls. And
yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can read about Batgirl. And
I love Batgirl.
Yeah.
I like the change that they made with her, like, what was it, a couple years ago, where they went from, like, super dark to being, like,
New
super
52.
Light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the super light one where she lives in Burnside, Gotham, which
is,
like...
Oh, that's the Rebirth.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Because it's, like, very light.
Yeah.
And she, like... She lives in, basically... The idea of Burnside, Emilio, is, like... This is a New York reference for those who listen. I know we have listeners in Japan. I've seen it in the analytics. It's, like, Williamsburg, Brooklyn, if it was in Gotham. It's called Burnside, Gotham. And it's, like, where hipsters are.
Mm.
So that's kind of funny and cute.
So is she a hipster Batman?
She's not annoying, but she's like, they made her very young again.
Didn't they give her Doc Martens too?
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. very cool. Like, I think her outfit is super cool.
And it's like a picture of her taking a selfie
yeah.
in the mirror is like the cover. Yeah.
Yeah. She looks like she just kind of made her outfit.
You know who drew that?
Who?
Babs Tarr.
Right, right, right.
Favorite comic book artists.
What else has she done?
Babs Tarr. Yeah. She did Motor City.
Uh-huh.
Motor Crush. She did a few covers for the New 52 for Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one by Boom that she just did, and I can't think of it.
Sorry.
But Motor Crush was amazing. It was about a girl motorcycle gang.
So you collect toys. That's one of the things you do on your popular YouTube show.
Yeah, I guess we go hunting for nostalgia.
Yes, it's like American Pickers, but with like nerd culture stuff.
Yeah, for the 80s and 90s kids, essentially.
Yeah.
Our mini episode is one topic for an extended amount of time. It could be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but the whole episode is centered around one topic for that amount of time. So what is the topic today, Michael Bongiorno?
Video store memories.
You remember those?
Oh. And by that I mean it could be Blockbuster memories, or you could go way back to the mom and pop stores, which is where I started out. As a little film buff, I used to live in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and across the street from me, I was on an avenue. Directly across the street from me was a video store, a mom and pop store, a little store, and then two blocks the other way was a video store, and then next to one of the video stores was a comic shop.
See,
and then there was a movie theater a block away, and then there was a public library a block away. And I sometimes think that is the incubator where you make a me.
Yep.
Like that situation.
See, but I think that's more Brooklyn, though. Or maybe, like, I can't say about New Jersey, but I know in Staten Island, I can't remember in Staten Island if there was any mom-and-pop stores around. I remember in high school, there was one called Parrot Video that
mm-hmm.
my friend owned, Parrot Video. So I would work there from time to time when I needed extra money. And I would work there and because it was, like, half bodega and have video store.
Okay.
It was the greatest thing in the world.
Wait, so
had,
was this basically the premise for Clerks, or?
You know, it could have. It really could have been the premise for Clerks.
Well, that's what it was. Like, in the 70s, like, when it became a thing, when the video store thing, like, started to happen, it was just, like, people who were, like, you know, bodega owners. Like, you know what? Like, let's get into this. This is a hot new thing. Let's do it.
Do you remember Palmer Video, though?
No, I don't.
It was
that owned by Leland Palmer?
I don't know, but I know that it was a video store in Staten Island going towards...
Well, I didn't grow up here as a kid. So
when did you come to Staten Island then?
High school.
Oh, it was gone by then. But then it became Hollywood Video.
Okay. Yeah. I remember Hollywood Video. See, like, the kids these days, they don't know. Like, the best thing was every day, because I didn't really have any friends or I didn't like to go out and play. So every day my mother would give me $2, and that's all it cost was $2. And in those days, you would go up to the movie you want, and there'd be, like, tags on it, and you would take the tag, and you'd bring it up, and then you'd give your little $2, and then they'd give you your VHS. And the VHS box art, which it was just captivating. Like, I still remember, like, all those, like, weird, like, I remember, like, the Evil Dead VHS and, like, the weird cover it had and, like, The DVDs and the Blu-rays, they never captured, like, the oddness of those VHS covers. And it would be, like, rows and rows. It was, like, walking through, like, canyons of weird images. And then you just... And this place knew my family, so they would let me get horror movies and all sorts of anything. I couldn't go into the velveted off dirty place, although I would peek in there sometimes.
We all would peek in the dirty place.
And then they'd yell at me. I'd peek in, and so this was the 80s. I'd peek in and I'd see like a 80s porn lady with like blonde teased hair and like super red lipstick, like holding a cock. But like, it's not in the mouth. It's like a microphone.
It's like really artistically done.
Yeah. I don't think you could go hardcore.
An artistic
on,
cock, yeah.
Yeah, like it was just like she was about to sing into it.
That's kind of like how I am right now.
Yeah. And then they'd be like, get out of there. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Because I'm afraid they would tell my grandma. And the one that I went to most, they had one of the best pinballs ever, the Addams Family pinball machine.
Ooh.
And it was the best.
See, when you would walk into Palmer Video, because that's where we would go. We would go every Friday night and
Oh, it was like a family
thing?
It
was every Friday
family
night.
Family affair?
For years, yeah. Mom, dad, Vincent.
Did you all have to pick one, or would you all pick your own?
We would pick our own. Like, we would individually. Me and Vincent would pick something.
Oh, okay.
And then they would buy whatever they would want to rent. And, you know, we would do it that way. And me and Vincent always would gravitate towards the wrestling stuff, obviously, because that's how, because, you know, we really didn't buy Coliseum home videos. That's what WWE or WWF used to, you know, that was their video company. It was Coliseum.
Right.
So we would go and we would always catch either, like, the pay-per-view a year after or a few years after.
Yeah.
So we would go see. I remember the first thing we started was when we were in, and it's like you said, too, when you would walk in, it had, like a different type of smell, too. It had, like,
yeah.
that electronics
oh my God.
Smell.
It was, like, plasticky.
Yeah.
Real
yeah.
plasticky. And you would go in and you would see walls and walls and walls and walls and walls.
And then there'd be posters
everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And, like, cardboard cutouts.
What about,
of, like
the
Jason
popcorn
Voorhees.
Lights?
Yes.
It was, like, yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
It was very process overload because you didn't know what you wanted to do. And, you know, we would always battle before we would decide. We would go, be in the car and we would be like, okay, it's going to be wrestling. Yeah, 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 it's going to be wrestling. Then we get in there and it's like
nah.
all these cartoons and all these other movies. But then we would always – it would always – we would leave with a wrestling tape. But it was always like process overload because I think it was the marketing because of the movie posters and the lights – and
the candy
music and
stuff.
Yeah, it was all that. And
kids nowadays, first of all, get off my lawn. Secondly, like, everything's so available now digitally. Like it's hard to explain to someone now that what was exciting about the video store was, like, you could get a movie. Like, you could either see movies in the movie theater
mm-hmm.
or, like, maybe a movie's going to come on TV. But you couldn't – there was no interactivity in the media then. But, like, this was – you'd get a VHS and you'd pop it in your VCR and you'd play it. And, like, that was so – that was such a rare thing to
yeah.
be, like
– it was an experience.
I could pause it. I could rewind it.
I could rewind it.
Yeah. What's your earliest video store memory?
There was a video store around the corner called Easy Video.
Was it E-Z?
Yes, it was.
I love it.
And my mom would take me there all the time. And I remember there was, like, this one specific kids section, and it was, like, I don't remember who made the movies. And I've actually been thinking about it recently because I want to find out who made these movies. But they were, like, weird – there were weird movies based off of children's stories.
Mm.
And I remember there was a Rumpelstiltskin one where there was, like, this troll who legit, like, stole the baby.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's messed me up over the years.
Yeah.
Because now I'm, like, who made that movie?
A lot
why was that marketed as a children's
right.
movie?
A lot of stuff did not make the jump to DVD. Like,
no, it
there
didn't.
Was plenty of stuff
like
that
did.
Was just on VHS that we'll never ever see again.
No.
Yeah, weird shit like
and
that.
Isn't it? And I want to watch it now as an adult and be like, this was definitely not appropriate.
It was probably like some like animated film that was like, we're going to be super,
no, this
super.
Was live action. This
what?
Was live action, dude. Yeah, this was not
was
like.
Was Wishbone in it or no?
Dude, Wishbone. Yes.
See, we had something. They had
yes.
weird movies like that too, Bob. But specifically, Parrot Video would have these odd videos that were, I guess, straight to what now are called DVDs. But back
now
then,
it's straight to VOD.
VOD.
Man.
But these ones, I guess, were catered towards the neighborhood in which we lived in, and you know where the store was, and it was called Cage Ball,
mm-hmm.
and it was legitimately the worst. I remember. Galietta came in one day to buy a pack of smokes.
Your cousin.
And he was like, what?
So you could get smokes and a movie at the same time.
You could, here's what, you can get anything at Parrot
Video.
Pack
of rafts, my friend.
You can get Lucy's, you can get Dutch's, you could get alcohol, you could get
did you have like special deals like, we'll get like rent, how high, and you get a free Dutch?
You
that's
know,
good
no,
right?
Right? That's
oh,
great marketing.
Man, you know, we should have on. He's still one of my close friends. We should have the former owner of Parrot Video on.
I would love
about.
To hear from a proprietor of a video store.
All right. Well, you know what? We can do that.
We can do anything.
It's our show. But yeah, but they had these really bad films that it was just it was literally it was imagine Death Race.
Yeah.
But for basketball.
Oh Lord.
Okay.
It was so bad. The acting was
but,
terrible.
But when you're the thing about being a kid is you have no taste. You're
no,
just like
just
it's a
colors.
Movie. I like it.
Yeah. Look
yeah.
at the, look at the colors.
And especially
yeah.
and especially when you're in high school and you're looking at like all these videos and you're like, wait a minute, nobody knows about this stuff. Oh, I'm going to be the first one to be on everything.
Yeah.
And that's all you would do. You would sit there and just watch videos for hours, especially that your friend owned a store. You're like,
yeah.
All right, well,
I know what we're doing.
This is what we're doing tonight. We're going to go here.
It was the greatest thing ever.
What about like the VHS cases? Remember the big plastic? There were like books. Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, the Disney did that.
Disney, oh my gosh.
And Columbia did that.
Do you
remember the other ones where you would have to pinch the bottom so the tape would come out?
Yes, yes. And those always bugged me.
I hated those. Those were right after those big plastic ones.
The clamshell ones.
That's what they were called, clamshell.
Yeah, I don't like those. And then people were starting to get hip to the game, and they kept on putting on Be Kind Rewind stickers on the table.
Yeah.
I have a few of those.
People don't remember, like, you would get in trouble at some places.
Like, seriously. Like, you can never rent here again.
Yeah. Or, like, I remember my place was like, I'm sorry, you have to pay a $2 fee because you didn't rewind this shit. Because
we're going to have to plug this in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
On my fucking lunch.
Because there would be rewinder machines that all they did was rewind. You just put it in and it would rewind.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Now, what I want to know is, when did the decline start? Because I remember Blockbuster was really, it was everywhere at one point.
The decline of mom and pops into Blockbuster? Or
the decline of mom and pops into Blockbuster.
I do remember in the 90s, like kind of like mid-90s, being in my mom and pop store, and somebody said something about Blockbuster, and the owner was like, we don't use that word in here. So it was
like talking politics in a bar.
Yeah. It's like, no, we don't do that anymore. So it was like, you cannot talk about it. So I guess
they knew, right?
Yeah. But Blockbuster didn't have the porn. So like,
no, it didn't.
Yeah. So like, what about, I feel like that's a lot of revenue.
Okay, can we just for a second talk about how you as a grown person, 18 and older, could walk into this little room, it was like the size of a closet, right?
Right.
Velveted off with like a cape or something.
Which just made it seem so enchanting.
Yeah,
it's Narnia.
No, mine had
What goes on?
Mine was a separate room.
Did it have the beads?
And it had the beads.
The beads!
Oh.
And it wasn't like
that's
the same door.
You could
now.
See it.
Yeah, you could see like a nipple or like a silhouette.
Or like a cock. A microphone.
Yeah.
Some of them did have the saloon western doors. The ones that would come out.
Yeah, they did.
Like you're a cowboy walking in there.
But like it was,
and you'd see
it was
like
enchanting.
Old men in there.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're like, you knew. You know, you get to a certain age really. But I always wanted to go in there. Like, I don't know what it was. It was like boobs. I have to go in there.
Yeah. Because even on the covers there were boobs.
But if you think about it now, back then, people had to go to the video store to get their porn.
What shame.
Now it's
could
like
you imagine,
you
now
want
I can find anything on my phone.
Exactly.
Could you imagine
night?
Being a person going to buy pornography at a video store?
And then
waiting
you have
to on the line to check out.
Yeah. Unless there was some sort of special procedure for those people.
And see, that was another thing we watched a ton of in Parrot Video.
Porn.
We just let it play. Just we didn't care.
Backdoor Sluts 9. Oh. That's a good one.
Oh my god. Cream On was one of them. It was just
That's
it was just let's just watch. Because that's what it was. You would find these weird titles.
Right.
And
porn titles is just the best. My favorite is Cockaholics.
Do you remember waiting on?
It's not a joke. Cockaholics, look it up. I also dropped. I'm going to put the Cockaholics cover on the Instagram.
It's going to be the cover.
I always wish I was that age where we could have went into that room as an adult.
Would you have gone in together, though? That's the question.
From what I observed in there, it felt like people were not talking to each other.
No.
Like, if there were two guys in there
silent,
at once,
yeah.
They would be, like, very... Like, they'd be, like they were, like, Siskel and Ebert. Like, They'd be, like, looking at things, like, very intensely. Like, the storyline in this looks good.
Like,
well, the thing is, we missed it because by the time we were old enough to do that,
the internet was there.
Yeah. So
now you can just type
it
in.
I just think it comes with more of the freedom. I wouldn't even say that the allure to watch an adult film. I think it comes down to more that you had the freedom.
You could walk into that film.
You could walk into a Palmer Video, a Easy Video, a Parrot Video, or whatever video you got, whatever video
right,
store that you guys
had. The
store
I went to just was like, it was a mom and pop place. It was called like Video Rental Today. It was, you know what I mean? It was like a bodega. It was
but you had the freedom where you could go and get a family movie.
Yeah.
You can get a documentary.
And there's a little bit for everybody.
But that's what I'm saying. And I always, and I wish that I was, or I wish I was the age where I could have worked at one of those places, because I would have loved to have seen the clientele that would come in
and buy porn.
Yeah.
A porn video.
Right. But, you know, like, look, I don't want to fetish shame people. Like, we all look at porn.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was actually plenty of people who did it, who just went in and were like, yeah, I'm going to get.
I feel like jacking off tonight.
Yeah, like tonight I'm gonna. I need something new. I've looked at the same 7 girls, so I gotta bring that tape back. Gotta make sure to rewind it.
So, Kat, since you and your hubby are, you know, pop culture man children of Jace, what made you guys want to start doing comic trips? Because what you guys do, as opposed to what I see on other YouTube based comic book shows, is it really shows the dynamic of husband and wife. And was that the initial thing at first? Or no, that was just two people just doing it.
It was just two people. We had just started dating. I mean, I think maybe really? We were like maybe 2 months into our relationship, and we threw on a camera. So it's kind of been like a progression ever since. So people have seen our relationship play out. And people say that they've seen us get stronger and stuff. So it just started with us like doing road trips and stuff, and we had really funny conversations where it was like, damn, we really wish we had a camera on right now.
So that's how it started.
That's how it started. And we threw our iPhones up. They didn't stay. And
what year did you start?
Fuck it, we'll throw it in YouTube. 2016?
Okay.
Maybe 2015.
So who came up with the initial idea?
I did. I came up with the name, and we should film this because it was going to be a blog originally.
Yeah,
it was
going
to be like a weekly. Here's a couple pictures. Here's, you know, some
good choice,
eloquent paragraphs, and
yeah.
And I was like, well, we can make money on YouTube, but you can't make money on YouTube,
right?
So don't even try.
But at the time, you thought you.
But
could.
At the time, it seemed like a good idea,
right?
So we threw the camera on.
But it's thoroughly entertaining.
Thank you.
Like, you know, there's a lot of content out there.
There is a lot of content.
And you don't do this as much anymore, but I'm an unboxing video addict. And you used to do unboxing videos, at least more. And I've watched all of your unboxing videos. It's like Christmas morning. I love unboxing videos.
I think we stopped doing it just because
everyone else started doing it.
Everyone else started. And every time we'd get a print. Do you see the last unboxing we ever did where I got so aggravated we got a print, I like broke shit, and I like put a hole in the wall?
What was the box?
I forget what it was, but we got like a samurai Darth Vader print.
Oh,
I actually put a hole in the wall because I got so angry.
Yeah.
And I stormed out of the room, and like Paul caught everything on camera.
Yeah.
I used to like the drunk toy reviews.
Those were fun, except that I get migraines, so it's like. Dude, I was Snapchatting you during one junk toy review that we never aired because it just went down in flames.
I saw it.
But I was like Snapchatting him with like these fucking reindeer ears on.
She was hammered.
It's hard.
I actually think I still have them. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That was me. Well, I was timing us to make sure this was in a minute.
I think I still have these Snapchats, and I'll show you when we're done filming.
All right. Something I wanted to ask you. Because you're a big Deadpool fan. Did you see the new trailer for Deadpool where it's him talking about, like, that you get a tattoo, a free tattoo? There's some con. They call it a trailer, but it's really just because they've been doing these amazing.
I think I've only seen the first trailer where he was Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. This one is, they call it a trailer.
You have my attention.
It's Deadpool sitting in an armchair, and he's saying, I forget what con it is, but if you go to this con and you, like, register ahead of time, they're going to give out free tattoos. And he says like there are three different kinds. Like one is the Deadpool, like the face image. And then like one is him, I think on like the unicorn and like it's not like it's real. Like I forget what con it is. You'd have to look up the information, but like it made me think of you. And I was like, you'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I need to get a Deadpool tattoo.
And a free one. And like a free exclusive one. Like you need to do that.
I'm going to have to look this up.
You don't have any Deadpool tattoos as it is? You got a lot of work. A lot of ink. I'm sorry. Are we not supposed to put a lot of emphasis on the...
Yeah, what do you have on one side of the arm? Then you have another one. Then you got some stuff on your back, your ribs.
You've opened up Pandora's box.
I know. Yet no Deadpool.
I definitely do want a Deadpool tattoo. I have a Deadpool-inspired tattoo.
What is it?
So I feel like, and I did not get this in the terms of Deadpool. I got it way before Deadpool came out, the movie.
Right.
But now that I look back on it, I was like, Deadpool would have that tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the infinity symbol?
Yeah.
And girls would get the infinity, and then like little birds would fly off.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to do a play on that. So in the infinity symbol, I had my friend write, fuck you. So it's just infinity, and I'm like, yeah, that would definitely be like something Deadpool would have tattooed.
That's awesome.
But it's like, no, I don't have a Deadpool tattoo yet.
But you were into Deadpool before the movie. Like, you're a true blue fan.
Yeah, I own New Mutants 98. I have read it. I have loved Deadpool since day one.
I see you've got a Deadpool
phone case. I do.
I'm a fake Deadpool fan. I've seen the movie.
You're a bandwagon Deadpool fan?
I just watched the movie the other day for, I think, the 8th time.
I love that movie.
It's kind of amazing. It's like my happy place.
It is.
Like, I could just put it on and be like, oh,
okay,
geez,
I can do my things now, yeah.
Yeah, I want to read Deadpool comics.
I think you should start with the Duggan and Posen.
But what's era. What title did they work? Like, what was, what
so
were their books?
So, they're trades, so there's no real title to them. I think there's 3 trades that they did, maybe 4.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just pick up trade 1, I think Dead Presidents is what it's called. But each trade is titled something differently. But it was phenomenal. The artwork is my favorite. You're probably familiar with the one where Deadpool's like running, and there's like an elephant behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's like a shark,
yeah,
and he's like swimming away. That's that series.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
I saw a title the other day that I wanted to buy, but I was like, this shouldn't be my first Deadpool title. It was called Night of the Living Deadpool.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's very short.
Is it what it looks like?
Yes, but it's a very short run, so maybe if you just... I feel like you could read it and still know what was going on.
Okay.
But it's short. It's not something that you'd be like, oh, I need to invest some time into this.
Okay.
But yeah, it's good.
I'm happy you came on the show today.
I'm happy that you guys had me.
Wasn't this lovely, Emilio?
I mean, I'm just sitting back, just listening to my two friends talk some things, and I'm really enjoying
it. You went Southern for some reason. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. When I'm around you, I always do silly voices.
I do a lot of
silly
voices.
You guys are such biffle.
I am.
You'll be a fan. You need matching tats.
He's my soulmate. Like, he's my soul sister.
She's my spirit animal.
Let's all go get tattoos right now.
I would get a matching tattoo.
I would get a matching tattoo with Emilio.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
It would probably be #gluten.
Yeah, we could do that. I would do #gluten.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever.
We'll do a mini sort of us, just all of us getting
tattoos.
You still have to get one.
Wait, you have no tattoos?
No, I have one.
Oh, what
Where?
Do you
have? It's tiny.
Where
is it? It's an Asian symbol.
Where is it? Take it off, babe.
Dump them out!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I got this on my 18th birthday. So
wow, one lonesome
tattoo. That was 100 years ago.
So would you ever consider like getting more?
I've considered getting more every day of my life. It's just whenever I'm close to doing it, I think about the money.
Oh,
and I'm like,
it's expensive.
Like, I wanted to get one recently because I used to be, I used to spend a lot of life inebriated, and now I don't.
Oh, okay.
So I was coming up on my sober birthday. So I still want to get this Doctor Who's motto. Never cruel or cowardly, never give up, never give in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that.
I want to get that somewhere on my body, and it will eventually.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe my name in Gallifreyan, which is like concentric circles. Do you like Doctor Who?
I've actually never watched Doctor Who.
And thanks for tuning in.
I think that's how we should end it.
Yeah, we should. I'm kind of disgusted, so we're done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're Hoovy and she's not, so we're going to end this. But rate, review, and subscribe all on iTunes. Pop Culture Man Children. We have a Instagram page at Pop Culture Man Children. Mike is the guy that does that. So
yes.
I contribute a little bit. So if you want to follow us, hit the follow.
Some of your stuff's up there.
Cool. Give us a review on iTunes, which is the most important thing. We want you to give us a couple of stars. Tell
5
us.
5 would be good.
5 would be really nice because we will move up in the analytics in this world of podcasting, and hopefully the Spotify gods will allow us into the big boys crew.
Let's all pray.
Think you guys deserve to be
Thank
there.
You. Now you know how to do it. Twitter, Instagram, at Emilio Sparks. Twitter, Instagram, at Comic Trips. They have a Snapchat. You can go there as well. If you want to follow Kat on Twitter as well, it is at Tiny Russia, and she has the longest Instagram name in the world.
Who used all the ketchup?
With underscores in between every
word.
Sorry.
All right, Animal, do your thing.